This is Jaguars Postgame,
presented by Florida Home AC.
JP Shadrick, Mike Dempsey, and Pride of the Jaguars, Fred Taylor, bring you highlights and analysis from today's game. Jaguars Postgame is brought to you by Baptist Health, Farrah and Farrah, and by Everbank. Now, to get things started, here's JP Shadrick.
Come in. It is Jaguars Postgame presented by Florida Home AC. Call Florida Home AC today. Official air conditioning partner of the Jacksonville Jaguars and the victorious Jacksonville Jaguars. And preseason week one, the Jags go to Dallas and get it done 28-23. We'll go to the locker room. We'll hear from head coach Doug Peterson coming up. And the Jags find a way, and Nathan Rourke, by the way, found a way late in this game to escape and make a fantastic play for a touchdown. You'll be seeing that clip for the foreseeable future. Fantastic finish. The starters had their moments. Trevor Lawrence threw a touchdown pass. They got a two-point conversion. C.J. Beathard had a rushing touchdown. Rourke had a rushing and a passing touchdown in the tail end of this game. So, and then, hey, they got pressure. They got takeaways on defense and on special teams. So a lot of good. There's going to be some things you can pick out of this game that weren't so good either, but that's the way it goes in preseason week one.
Yeah, look, the Jags got some sacks today. You know, didn't give up any, which was nice. And granted, you know, you're going against backups, but at a certain point your backups are in as well, JP. So they were able to get pressure on the Dallas quarterbacks a little bit today, make some plays. Nathan Rourke is a preseason legend now after he escaped basically four would-be sacks on the same play. Four guys had a shot on him, had their hands on him in the backfield, and that was a heck of a play to keep that play extended. Since the game has gone final, I've seen it replayed about a dozen times on TV already, so you'll see that a little bit. But good for him, you know, making a name for himself. Well, we saw some guys out there have a few moments. Tank Bigsby ripped off a big run early on in the football game. And, you know, look, in the end, we're so used to the Jags losing these preseason games and we go, it doesn't matter. The outcome doesn't matter. And it doesn't. I mean, they're not going to carry over, but I think the coaching staff wants to see them build a foundation of winning. You go out there to win on the day that you play, and the Jags took care of business and, created some turnovers and came away with a W, and it's a solid but not spectacular start to the preseason.
Plenty to get to, of course, in the reaction of this Jaguars win in preseason week one, but let's start with Trevor Lawrence and his performance. Statistically, 5 of 6, 36 yards passing, a touchdown, and interception. The INT came on his second pass of the game, the second play of the game. A couple of those throws go to Calvin Ridley, which is what a lot of people wanted to see, and most of the names on the offense, at least the playmakers on offense and that starting offense, all got touches in the first quarter of this game. Christian Kirk had the touchdown catch. Zay Jones had the two-point play. Evan Ingram had a target but no catches. Travis Etienne got to carry the football. So, everybody got a moment or two, and that's, I think, what was the goal going in.
Yeah, I think from that standpoint, you just want to have that connection materialize between Trevor Lawrence and Calvin Ridley. But I kind of give the offense maybe a C, something like that. You know, that was a bad interception to start.
Yes.
Then you had the punt, and you did force the turnover, which was great, but that was a special teams play. And, you know, Trevor Lawrence ends up throwing six passes and averages 6 yards per attempt, which is just, you know, okay. Look, they left with the lead, which was 8-0, and that was good. But, again, you're playing against backups. I didn't think obviously the pass Lawrence just kind of mystifying what he was looking at on that interception right there. So
rolling left and kind of went up the sideline. And
And if you're throwing it away, clearly throw it away. Two receivers in the area, don't know if that was a mistake. But whatever the case may be, I mean, this is preseason, and if it happens now and you correct it, that's fine. But I'd like to see if they do get a chance. I don't know how they'll handle it with the joint practices coming up with Detroit. Maybe that's enough for the starters next week. But I'd like to see them have a little bit crisper start to the football game.
So plenty to get to. We'll take our first time out. We'll come back in a moment. Doug Peterson will join Kai Stevens in Dallas after a Jaguars victory in preseason week one. Final score 28-23. And this is Jaguars Post Game on Jaguars Radio. Welcome back. It's Jaguars postgame presented by Florida Home AC. JP Shadrick, Mike Dempsey. You know Fred Taylor. We'll get with him after the home game, preseason week three, when the Dolphins come to town. We're in the Hyundai Studios at Everbank Stadium after a Jaguars win in Dallas today. 28-23, the final score. The Jaguars starters got some good work early, and the reserve players had moments. Certainly Nathan Rourke with the fine play at the end. Sacks for the defense, takeaways for the defense and special. Jaguars postgame presented by Florida Home AC. Call Florida Home AC today, official air conditioning partner of the Jacksonville Jaguars. Final score in Dallas, Jaguars 28, Cowboys 23. Let's go back to AT&T Stadium in Arlington, Texas. Head coach Doug Peterson with Kai Stevens.
Coach, you got your first preseason game in the books now, some good, some bad. What were you happy with the outcome overall?
Well, obviously, if you win a game, it's obviously a positive, right? And there's a lot of things that we can take away from this football game. I think, you know, obviously the way we started offensively is not what we want. The way we started defensively is what you want. But I like the way the offense rebounded, made a special teams play there. We caught the turnover. Offense was able to, put it in the end zone, two-point convert. We lost our long snapper for the game, so it put us in a lot of two-point conversions and fourth down go for it situations. But I thought that the ones rebounded well, and then they came out, and after that it was really it was the young guys and making plays and putting guys in position. We wanted to see certain guys in certain situations. We were able to do that, Tank in some short yardage situations, obviously first and 10 situations, and just see how he would handle sort of a bigger stage, and I thought he did a good job for the most part. We'll obviously got to evaluate the film as we go. But, and then defensively, coming up with some takeaways, just all parts of just the way the ebb and flow of the game.
Jaguars postgame presented by Florida Home AC continues. JP Shadrick with Mike Dempsey from the Hyundai Studios in Jacksonville after a Jags win in Dallas. Final score, Jaguars 28. Cowboys 23. Time now for the Kingfish Pest Control defensive play of the game. The Jaguars had a handful of takeaways today, but this one saved a touchdown.
Rush drops again. Checks it down to Dowdle, this time in the middle of the field. Made a man miss. 20, 15, 10, inside the 10. Now the ball comes out. The ball comes out near the goal line, and Jacksonville recovered. The Jags have recovered it near the goal line. What a job that time. Daniel Thomas, the safety, has recovered the fumble. It looks like it's going to be around the one-yard line.
It was. Jaguars recovered it. Greg Jr. with the forced fumble. He had earlier in the game recovered a fumble on a punt return. The Jaguars forced. He forced this one. Daniel Thomas recovered it at the one, going in for Dallas. A fantastic play, and that was the Kingfish Pest Control defensive play of the game. Let the pros tackle the pest in your home by going to kingfishpest.com. That's kingfishpest.com. Jags defense coming up in a few big ways today, and certainly takeaways, too.
Yeah, and not all turnovers are created equal. I mean, that was touchdown, or at the very least, first and goal inside the 2-yard line is where that was headed. So I think the momentum probably would have carried him into the end zone, but big play right there, and that's an example of why you never give up on the ball. And look, Greg Jr. and all of these young corners are trying to make their mark out there. You're not always going to be able to do it in coverage. A Christian Braswell, nice diving interception today, so he made his mark as well. But Jr. all around the football, and it's that stick with the play to the very end, JP. That's easy. It's preseason. The guy's got a big head of steam, but he stayed with it, reached in, pulled it out, and a great recovery, by the way, by Daniel Thomas. I mean, he was pouncing on that thing with a guy right on top of him very quickly. So the Jags were opportunistic today.
Certainly were, and that was their mantra at the end of last season as well. Big
create
plays
turnovers, yeah,
when they needed them.
No,
and
no doubt.
Even when they're sometimes giving up some yardage, they would always kind of find a way to get the football back, and that was the way they worked it down the stretch. Certainly was the case in this game today. All right, so he brought it up. Doug Peterson did with Kai Stevens. Long snapper got hurt. So
and you were down a backup long snapper,
yeah,
right?
Tyler Shatley hasn't practiced in a few days. He would have been probably the next guy up. He's done it before in an actual regular season game. Josh Peterson was tabbed to do it today.
It was an adventure.
It was until they decided just to go for two every time and not punt much.
Which, honestly, when you've got an experienced veteran kicker, why not do that anyway in the preseason, right? So I don't think it really costs them much. But, I mean, if you're in a regular season circumstance right here, you better. I think this is something they'll – you know, when know how long this injury is going to impact Ross Matisic, if at all, right? He might be fine after the plane ride home, but got to have a contingency plan. It's not something you think about because your long snapper doesn't get hurt all that often. He's not in action all the time, but it did create a circumstance where it allowed the Jags to naturally be more aggressive, try some 2-point plays out, and, you know, go for it a little bit more on fourth down. And had they not gone for it on fourth down, you wouldn't have had that first touchdown. So, you know,
it's true.
Paid off. Look, the extra rep, it's a little thing like that, right? That you know, I think back to last year, there's all this hype coming into the season, right? If Riley Patterson misses the field goal against the Chargers, then our feeling about how Trevor Lawrence performed in that game is a little bit different, right? Because he couldn't overcome everything,
win the game,
even though he put him in position. So, look, you don't know what play is going to be the big play, but the Jags able to hang in there, you know, feel good about themselves, get a W. There's plenty to correct here. It's one preseason game. We're a month away from the start of the regular season. And by the time we get to Indianapolis, we're going to have forgotten just about everything that happened today.
I think so.
Right?
Yeah, and maybe by the time we get to Detroit this week.
Possibly so. And as well we should, honestly.
Yeah, let's move on to the next. We're back in a moment with the final stats. We'll go through them. In preseason week one, after a Jaguars win 28-23 over the Cowboys, this is Jaguars postgame on the Jaguars Radio Network. Jaguars postgame presented by Florida Home AC. JP Shadrick with Mike Dempsey from the Hyundai Studios after a Jaguars victory in preseason week one, 28-23, the final. Jaguars quarterback Trevor Lawrence with a touchdown pass. A 2-point play. He did throw an interception on the second play of the game. But then, as Doug Peterson just told us, told Kai Stevens just a little while ago, you know, they rebounded in their, I guess that would be their third official possession after a takeaway on special teams, got him an extra life there, and they found the end zone and finished on a positive note. The starters in this game today. The defense started very well, and some of the younger players on that side of the ball made plays throughout the second half as well. It's time now to take a look at an Everbank stats check from this one. We'll start off with the team statistics, the final totals in the game. Yardage 414 to 340 in favor of the Jaguars. Rushing net 145 to 94 in favor of the Jags. Passing yardage 269 to 246 in favor of the Jaguars. 13 penalties for 86 yards against the Jags. 6 for 45 yards against the Dallas Cowboys. 2 turnovers for the Jaguars. 3 of them charged against the Dallas Cowboys. Dallas had 22 first downs to the Jaguars, 21. The Jags were 10 of 17 on third down. Dallas 5 of 15. Time of possession in favor of the Jaguars, 32 minutes, 22 seconds. Their total in this game. Turnovers were big. The penalties can be worked on. The Jaguars gained a lot of yardage in this game and got in the end zone a handful of times and got the other quarterback on the ground quite a bit in this game, too.
Yeah, a lot of that yardage came from the arm of Nathan Rourke, who played in the second half, threw for 153 yards, 9 out of 17, with the one touchdown to Kadre Allison there, a quarterback rating of 103.3. Trevor Lawrence, of course, started things off, threw the interception, then rebounded, was 5 out of 6 overall for 36 yards and a TD. To Christian Kirk, C.J. Beathard played in between those two, went 6 of 13 for 80 yards, no touchdowns, no interceptions. Will Greer on the other side threw 31 passes in this game, completed 22 for 199 yards, pair of touchdowns, but he was sacked 3 times and also picked off by Christian Braswell. On the ground today, the leading gainer was Tank Bigsby, 9 carries for 52 yards, worked out to 5.8 per carry. Dearness Johnson chipped in with 5 for 31, and Travis Etienne at 5 for 22. Deuce Vaughn led the way for Dallas, 8 for 50, and he had a score on the ground. Rushing touchdowns for the Jags both came from the quarterback, C.J. Beathard and Nathan Rourke, each ran one in. Receiving today, Jacob Harris only had the one target, but he made a really nice two-handed grab of a ball that was falling below his knees for 42 yards to set up a score for Jacksonville. Elijah Cooks continued a strong preseason, 2 for 42. Dre Jenkins had 2 catches for 32 yards, and it was pretty much chopped up beyond that. But for the front line guys, Calvin Ridley grabbing his first 2 aerials from Trevor Lawrence in game action for 21 yards, I'm sure made Jaguar fans happy. And Christian Kirk catching those 2 for 12 that included the touchdown. John Stevens Jr. led the way for Dallas with 5 grabs for 56 yards, including a score from Will Greer. Defensively, we mentioned Antonio Johnson, 8 total tackles in the game, 5 solos. Sacks for the Jags today from Yasir Abdullah, Jeremiah Ledbetter, Ventrell Miller, and Devon Hamilton, and none allowed, which was very good as well. Braswell with the interception in the game. So overall, Jags have a number of guys you can point to that said, you know what, check me out. I'm making plays here, but plenty of areas that they can correct still here, JP.
There's your stats check, preseason week one. The most important stat, the score, final score, Jaguars 28, Cowboys 23. We're back with the Jaguars Radio Network Player of the Game voting. The start of the NFL season is just around the corner, and we can't wait for you to be back at the bank. The Jaguars entertain the Dolphins in a preseason matchup Saturday, August 26th. Lock in those tickets now. Call 904-633-2000 or visit jaguars.com/tickets. This is Jaguars Postgame on Jaguars Radio. Jaguars Postgame presented by Florida Home AC. Call Florida Home AC today. Official air conditioning partner of the Jacksonville Jaguars. Jags win in Dallas 28-23. JP Shadrick with Mike Dempsey. Fred Taylor will be back with us after the Dolphins game, week 3 of the preseason here at the bank. We're inside the Hyundai Studios. It's time for a Jaguars Radio Network Player of the Game. I get a vote. Mike gets a vote. Fred's not with us tonight, so Tony Smith gets to vote in his place, and he gets a vote and a half to break any deadlocks. So, Mike, you want to get us started?
I don't know if we're going to need the tiebreaker, but we'll find out how it goes. I don't know how you don't go with Nathan Rourke here. He ran for a touchdown. He threw for one on what's going to be remembered as kind of the fun play of the game, breaking 4 tackles in the backfield, kind of halfway falling to the ground and throwing a touchdown to Kadre Allison. Didn't throw an interception, 103 quarterback rating, threw for 153 yards. We don't know if this guy is going to make the team or not. We don't know what the Jags philosophy is going to be on keeping a third quarterback, but he went out there and acquitted himself very well and gave the fans a highlight play to remember. So my vote goes to Nathan Rourke.
It was very Canadian football of him. Yes, he spent some time with the BC Lions. Tony, what do you think?
I think it's very probable that Nathan Rourke never throws a regular season pass for the Jaguars, right, in his career. It's not that it can't happen. You know, there's not zero possibility of it, but it's likely that he'll never throw a regular season pass in his Jaguars career. If he had made that play in a regular season game, it would have been in the echelon of great Jaguars plays of all
legends.
Time. Right? Like, I don't have a Rolodex of the great preseason plays made by Jaguars in my head. I think in 10 years when you say, remember that play from Nathan Rourke, I'll be like, oh yeah, I can visualize that play again. And that's a rare thing for a preseason play. It's not going, you know, next to 90 yards from Fred Taylor. It's just not on that same kind of level, but definitely gets the vote for player of the game.
Thank you very much. I think we'll make it unanimous then. A pretty simple one tonight. Nathan Rourke, the second backup, comes in, plays big for this Jaguars team. And you mentioned the numbers, Mike. Well, it's worth mentioning again. 9 of 17, 153 yards passing, 1 touchdown through the air. Well, another one on the ground, 103.3 rating. What more do you want? You'll get maybe some more next week against the Detroit Lions, but Nathan Rourke is the Jaguars Radio Network Player of the Game. If you're looking for the MVP of the truck game, then look no further than Ford F-150, loaded with impressive capabilities and designed to dominate work, play, and everything in between. This truck makes tough look easy. Your local Ford dealer, proud partner of the Jacksonville Jaguars. The Baptist Health Injury Report when we return. Jags win it 28-23 over the Cowboys. This is Jaguars Post Game on Jaguars Radio. Welcome back. Jaguars Post Game presented by Florida Home AC. JP Shadrick with Mike Dempsey from the Hyundai Studios in Jacksonville. The injury report presented by Baptist Health and the Jacksonville Orthopedic Institute, the official sports medicine provider of the Jacksonville Jaguars. Well, Ross Matisic, the long snapper with a shoulder issue, did not return to the game. Josh Peterson, the tight end, had to really basically just try some on the sideline first and then try some in the game. And then they didn't do it anymore after that. So we'll – Yeah.
You know it's preseason when you saw the reaction from Logan Cook when he caught that snap, and right. He's just cracking up coming to the sideline right there. It's easier to deal with that in the first preseason game, JP.
Yeah, it was not to really – I don't want to crush Josh Peterson because he's put in a tough spot.
Nobody's
However, it was such a bad snap that it was like a duck, and it wasn't even into the end zone. Like usually bad snaps like fly past
right.
the punter.
Didn't have enough on it.
No chance. It didn't have anything on it. So, hey – only one way to find out, and we'll see what happens. Let's hope Ross Matisic is fine. No, haven't seen any reporting on that yet, but a lot of training camp left to go. We'll see what happens on that. When we know the players coming into the game, a couple of guys were still in concussion protocol. Abdullah played in this game, so obviously he was out of the protocol, which is good news. Obviously, Ben Bartsch has not practiced yet, the left guard. That could be coming soon, from what I understand. You might be able to see him out there. I think he wants to probably be out there already. I think the team's just being pretty cautious with him. He's pretty close, I think, to the 10-month mark, so I think they want to hit a milestone and maybe get him out there. Tyler Shatley, we'll see if he can get back to practice at some point very soon. He's missed the last 3-4 days after the AFib incident. Let's see, what else is going on? There's a few other kind of bangs and bruises. That's what training camp is all about this time of year.
Yeah, Darrell Williams went down for a minute today, but he returned to the game, so he seems like he's going to be okay. The Ben Bartsch thing shouldn't be underestimated, JP. He went out and won that job last year, and not everybody thought he was going to do that.
He was playing well early, too.
So that's the guy that you would project, at least for now, particularly with Cam Robinson suspended, that is your best option at that position. If they can look, they got a month to go. If they could get him back even in a couple weeks from now, he's got plenty of time to be up and ready for the opener this year.
Dwan Smoot's the other that's on the PUP mm-hmm. to start training camp. And you know, Doug Peterson said the other day that could even go, I think, a little deeper into the season. So there's no huge rush for him to get back. Maybe at some point once the season begins, you see the return of Smoot, but that's a long way off. That's your injury report. We're back in a moment with a preview of next week. The Jaguars get it done in preseason week one, 28-23, the final, the win over the Cowboys. This is Jaguars Post Game on the Jaguars Radio Network. Final moments of Jaguars Post Game presented by Florida Home AC. Call Florida Home AC today, official air conditioning partner of the Jacksonville Jaguars. JP Shadrick, Mike Dempsey from the Hyundai Studios in Jacksonville after a Jags win in Dallas over the Cowboys, 28-23. And training camp continues. Back on the field Monday. Another week of prep for, and then back on the field Monday. And then on the plane Tuesday to go to Detroit Wednesday and Thursday. I almost got my schedule messed up. Two practices against the Detroit Lions, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. I think they'll have their own day in Detroit. And then Saturday's the game against the Lions at Ford Field. So a busy week ahead. On the field Monday, travel Tuesday after a practice, and then two more.
Yeah, this is a team in Detroit that just had a week of joint practices as well that handled the Jacksonville Jaguars pretty late in the season last year and has their own deep playoff aspirations, particularly in a not top-heavy NFC. I mean, I guess it is top-heavy with Philadelphia and San Francisco, but there's not much depth beyond that in terms of contending teams. So Detroit Lions fans are as excited about their chances as they've been in a long time. And I think the quality of work that the Jags are able to get done this week is going to go a long way towards determining what the approach is going to be during the preseason game. I think, you know, obviously you can set up these periods to get the kind of looks that you want, and hopefully the Jags feel good coming out of it. And, you know, as always, avoid injury, particularly the major injury. But it's not even the major ones that always get you. Like Davante Adams goes down for the Raiders in practice yesterday. They think he's going to be fine. But what you don't want with the Jags right now as you're trying to build towards the season, you don't want anybody to miss even like a two-week period. Even though they'd be ready for the start of the regular season, you want to keep that chemistry developing on both sides of the football right now. So this will be some good work, I think, they get in. I think you're seeing a lot of teams go to this model and try to have more of a controlled environment where they can put some situations and some stress on their players that they want to see, and then maybe protect them when the preseason game rolls around.
And let's face it, I mean, you said the Lions are think they're a contending team. They have good play. Their tackles are really good. Good test for this pass rush in one-on-ones.
Their entire offensive line is really good.
Yes. Their defensive line, we know what those guys can do, and the names that are up front, it's a good test for the Jaguars' offensive front. Get a lot of Aiden Hutchinson, Trayvon Walker talk this week. That's the way that's going to go. You know that's coming. So it'll be great to see those one-on-one battles, Jags O-line against that defensive front for Detroit and vice versa.
Yeah, you never know, right? Like, we've seen guys shine for the Jags in training camp, and then you get into a joint practice, and you're like, uh-oh. you know, this it's not quite the same when you're not going up against your own guys. So hopefully the Jags will fare well in the most – again, stay healthy and have the coaching staff put these guys in the position – where they want to see them perform, and then to have them actually have some success in that environment.
For those on our flagship station, 1010XL in Jacksonville, stick around. The Scoreboard Show is next. We'll take your calls at 355-NFL-1. Yes, we will. So hang out. And if you're on the network outside of Jacksonville, join us on Jaguars.com or the Jaguars YouTube channel for more. VP of Production, Patrick Cavanaugh. Executive Producer, Dave DeCandis. Manager of Radio, Joe Fortunato, Linda Fortunato, and Tony Smith, and Donna Murphy are our studio producers. Brent Reber, Trent Padilla, Gabby Dalton, David Cho, and Max Hockman produce video for Jaguars.com. William Pease handles our podcast. Kate Waske on advertising. For our entire crew, Mike Dempsey included. Why not? I'm J.P. Shadrick. Thank you for listening. Jaguars win at 28-23 over the Dallas Cowboys on the Jaguars Radio Network.